It's time for the bald and the beautiful. All the gossip and news from Nashville to Hollywood on My Country 96.1.
There's Carrie. Got some Rascal Flatts coming up, and they are very popular picks in our Facebook question today. My Country 96.1, your fantasy concert. So get on there, like us at My Country 96.1. We're getting a lot of great responses. Your entertainment brought to you by Bravo Supermarket in Port Jeff. Incomparable prices. Weekly specials now accepting WIC checks at Route 112, Port Jeff in Jefferson Plaza. Two blocks from the train. Call 631-509-1929. Candy, Gwyneth Paltrow has that record deal from Atlantic Records.
Yes, and I'm irritated about it.
Yeah, you think she doesn't deserve that?
I don't.
Almost $1 million deal.
Yeah, I just don't see her as a great artist, performer, singer.
We shall see.
She's an actress. Stick to that.
She's got a cool duet with Tim McGraw. And, yeah, I mean, she didn't wow us on the Oscars. So.
No.
Now, the CMT Music Awards have been announced June 8th in Nashville. And that's one day before the Fan Fest in Nashville.
Which we really got to get there.
Oh, my God. 3 days, June 9th to the 12th. And they added some more artists. I mean, it's not even worth listing them because it's everybody. Brad Paisley, Zach Brown, just added. Sarah Evans, Easton Corbin, Josh Turner, Chris Young, Trace Adkins, Lady A, Miranda, Keith, Blake, Darius, Reba. I mean, forget it. It's going to be amazing in June in Nashville. Charlie Sheen, he says his co-star John Cryer from Two and a Half Men is a troll.
A troll. Can you imagine?
Now, originally when I read this, I said, Charlie, you don't turn on your co-star for all these years.
A treasonous troll.
Right. Now, then I thought, we got to talking earlier, Candy.
Yeah, that's right.
Let's say you were Charlie Sheen.
Right.
And you went berserk.
Yes.
And I didn't call you and say, hey, what's going on? Are you okay? You know what? I think John Cryer should have reached out to Charlie Sheen.
I agree, and there's something more to this. Maybe they really don't get along. Now, I read after our last discussion that Angus T. Jones, who is the half-man, he did call him.
Yes,
so did the director and a few other of the castmates.
Yes,
so
yes, they did. There's something other brewing there. Charlie Sheen, according to a poll, is as unappealing to the public as Barry Bonds, Bristol Palin, and Washington Redskins owner Daniel Snyder.
Can now, all of them can be there except Bristol Palin.
Leave the young girl out of it. Lindsay Lohan considering a lawsuit against that jewelry store, Candy, because they sold the surveillance footage of her, and now, you know, it's a stance by her defense team to obviously get this thing thrown out. So, good move by her. You know the Johnny Depp animated film Rango that is rolling in the dough, Candy?
Yeah.
The anti-smoking advocates are freaking out because in the movie, there are at least 60 instances of animated characters smoking, and they don't like it for the kids. And I tend to agree with them, Candy. Why do smoking characters have to be in animated movies? Tell me. Give me one good reason.
I don't have a good reason. No,
right.
I don't. But I don't see why it's such an uproar.
Well, 101 Dalmatians back in the day had Cruella
DeVille.
Show me
one person who started smoking because Cruella DeVille smoked.
Everybody.
Nobody.
Original bassist Alice in Chains' Mike Starr has passed away. 44 years old. Word is, you know, it's not official that it's drugs, but it probably is. He's 44, and he was on the third season of Celebrity Rehab, Candy. So very sad there from Alice in Chains.
Yeah.
There's a guy, entrepreneur, who came up with the idea to sell shoes under the company name LeBron Jordan, Inc. Now, LeBron James and Michael Jordan have a little issue with that, so they are suing the guy. Bobby Brown says, my daughter Bobby Christina does not snort cocaine.
All right. She shoot it?
Coming from Bobby Brown, I don't know if we
smoke it?
We can't trust his opinion. American Idol, last week, top three shows in the ratings, 1, 2, and 3, with their three shows last week. Good Morning America this morning. Sarah Evans is a star on their musical guest. American Idol tonight, 8 o'clock on Fox. Survivor, 8 o'clock on CBS. The Real World Las Vegas kicks off tonight. Back in Vegas, 10 o'clock on MTV. You have to DVR it all because you'll be joining us at the Nutty Irishman in Bayshore tonight for Country Night with Party Marty, and you really have to be there, so DVR everything. We'll talk about it tomorrow with Idol for Dummies. Don't you worry. We do 6, 10, and 8, 10 every weekday morning, The Bald and the Beautiful. Find it online at licountry.com. Click Fathead and Candy, and you'll see our interviews there and stuff, and you'll definitely find The Bald and the Beautiful posted in just a little while, and later on, everything from Nashville to Hollywood with Party Marty's Dinner Dish at 5:45.